Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. If your life were a book, what would the title be? If your life were a book, what would you want the title to be? If your life were a book, what do you think God would want that title to be? Wow, you say, that's a lot all at once, Danny. But let me just say this. More than that, what chapter would this season of your life be at this time? You see, the reason I ask is because so many of us live at such a rapid pace. We rarely have a chance to assess where we actually are, and more so, where God has us. Have you ever caught yourself stealing from the wonder of the moment? You see, the moment that you're in right now, that I'm in right now, that gift that God has given us, that moment, have you ever stolen from it by regretfully thinking of the past, your past mishaps, or worrying so much about the future, things that are already gone, and looking ahead, stressing out over, straining over things that have never even happened yet in the future? If you have, you're not alone. I've done it too. Our guest today seems to have a much clearer view of life than some others, and it will benefit all of us to hear his story. As usual, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Why are we here? Why are we doing this show? Why are we spending this time with you? It's because we firmly believe that the Lord has carved out this time with you to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, that you would know his love and his grace and his presence with you even at this time, right now, to bring you hope and inspiration, to give you a boost along the way. Vince Roberts grew up in a Navy family, moved to Hawaii in the late 1970s when he was 11 years old. He went to, was part of the public school system for a while, but in the eighth grade, went to a small Christian school, Grace Bible Christian School. He graduated in 1986, went to UH for a number of years, and eventually graduated. He graduated from another institution, and he joined the Navy Reserves in high school and followed his father doing the same work that his dad did in the Navy with photography and maps. Vince retired from the Navy Reserves after 21 years. He retired as a lieutenant commander and resigned from his civil service job after 21 years as well. Now, along with his family, right now, he's living in Vietnam, teaching, working with university students, and also in some very strategic ways to help improve the quality of life for those who are living there. He has a special hobby. He loves roasting coffee. In fact, I'm looking at his shirt right now. It's talking about coffee. He's a coffee lover. He's a coffee connoisseur. And some special things are happening in his passion, interest, and skills relating to coffee. And he's also 6'6" tall, very tall. I look up to him, literally speaking. And he's a basketball player. He met his wife at Sunday school when she was just 10 years old and he was 12 and 10. And he married Trina. And they have been friends for many years before, of course, they became husband and wife. Now they have 5 children: Trevor, Justice, Daisy, Miles, and Riley. They're living in Vietnam. And he is here in studio with us. Vince, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Danny. Glad to be here.
Now, it's not easy for a lot of children in military families who move, you know, from state to state and in many instances from country to country. But Hawaii is not easy, you know, for kids to grow up coming from, as some people might describe, coming from outside, you know. But you did it. What was it like for you, Vince, growing up in Hawaii?
Well, when I got here, I was in the 5th grade, and I entered the public school system, and I was a little nervous. I saw people from many different ethnic backgrounds, and I felt kind of out of place. Mm-hmm. I was one of the few Haole boys in the school, and I was a little nervous in those first couple of years. But I adjusted quickly and made friends of many different, local guys, mm-hmm. Filipinos, Hawaiians. It was no problem after maybe about 2 or 3 years.
Well, somebody might be thinking, "Geez, 2 or 3 years, I'll be gone by then." You know, I'm in the Navy or in the Army. And what was it for you? I'm just thinking about parents who, or even children who are listening right now, because dad and mom or mom is listening to this program and they're listening to you and you grew up in Hawaii. What insights would you share that were helpful to you in those early years, being a 5th grader?
Fifth grade. Well, I started making friends locally right around mm-hmm. my house. And I was around a lot of military families because initially we were in military housing, mm-hmm. but, I walked to, the local public school in, near Foster Village, and just started making friends there, and over time it just became very natural. I had come from California before moving to Hawaii, and so there was a large Hispanic population there, mm-hmm. but at that time I had kind of hung out with my white or Haole friends.
Yeah.
And so coming to Hawaii and seeing the variety of people, I was a little nervous at first, but over time and just stepping out and making friends, and it came pretty naturally.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, in the 8th grade, I went to a private school, mm-hmm. and a small Christian school, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, Grace Bible. And some of the teachers there, they were very young. There was a Pastor Norman Nakanishi now, mm-hmm. who was my teacher. And I didn't even play basketball. And I was like 5'9" at age 14. And Norman wouldn't allow me to not play basketball.
He was using talent, right? He saw potential.
He saw raw talent and height because I was very raw. Uh-huh. But through his encouragement and learning the game, it became something I grew very fond of and passionate of. I didn't take it to the college level, but I certainly enjoyed my playing basketball through my high school years, and I still play today.
Mm. And, as you developed your basketball skills, that came from the influence of a person like Pastor Norman Nakanishi, who was able to see that in you. What influenced you early on, going to a Christian school? How did Christ personally at a young age touch your heart?
Well, I was always an avid reader as a young man. And when I went to the the Christian school, I started picking up these books on the shelves about these great people who served the Lord overseas. Mm-hmm. And there was Brother Andrew, the Bible smuggler, going into behind the Iron Curtain to mm-hmm. deliver Bibles, and the many miracles that followed him. There was Through Gates of Splendor, which was just recently made into a movie, Into the Spear, mm-hmm. and Hudson Taylor, all these men who went overseas to do the work of the Lord, and you know, leave behind the comforts of home and venture out to where the Lord would have him go. And that just burned, began to, a fire began to burn within me to do something like that in my future. Mm.
So early on, you know, things were taking place, but not just taking place from a passive point of view. You were reading, you were you seem to have been alert to things that were going on around you, adapting. You know, bright young man. And as a bright young man, the Lord was preparing you for what you're doing today. But you know, sometimes we forget that what elapsed between what he was preparing you for, or even after graduation, a span of 21 years or so took place from then till now. A missionary dream was planted in your heart as a young man. 21 years later, now you are in a foreign nation and you're serving there. Sometimes people think, wow, in 2 decades, a lot has happened. And there's a lot that took place in your life and a lot of lessons that you learn and a lot of, through a lot of the experiences that you had. When we come back from our break, Vince, I'd like for you to share with us maybe a little bit more about those books. Sometimes simple autobiographies or simple biographies can be extremely profound in its impact in our lives. I'd like for you to share more about that. But in light of that, in those 21 years, you worked with people from the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, the Marines. I want to know how you served them. And then later on, this dream, as it began to expand in you traveling while you were serving in the reserves to places like Russia and China. I want you to describe what that dream was. Oh, share with us about the dream. Do you have a dream as you're listening? Do you know that God is working in it? Stay with us. You'll hear more. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Every single day, people are lining up in the mornings waiting for their coffee. Whether it's at one well-known place like a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf or a Starbucks or someplace like Zippy's or McDonald's, people are looking for coffee. They want that coffee to give them that extra jolt in the day. But our guest today knows a thing or two about coffee, to say the least. And the Lord has prepared him with that passion. Have you ever had a passion and you wonder how God could use that passion to make a difference in the lives of other people? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Our guest today is experiencing that. Our guest is Vince Roberts, and he is sharing with us about his life journey to where he was and where he is right now. To find out more about our show, you can just go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You might have just caught the tail end of the last segment and are listening and you say, hey, I want to get the rest. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. That's where you can get it. A big thank you to our corporate sponsors, Dr. Calvin Oishi and Dr. Kerry Ishihara and Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa for their generous partnership with us. And I also want to say a special thank you to our listener supporters who hear this show and say, hey, you know what? I want to join in as a listener, supporter, partner, and join in and make this program available to even more people. You know, we've got some unique opportunities before us to expand our radio show to Los Angeles, and the Lord has opened that door, and I want you to pray. Pray with us about expanding our reach into places like that, and the Lord may lead us to other places as well, but the next stop would be Los Angeles. Find out at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Vince, you were talking with us about books. You're a book lover, autobiographies. Well, you'd mentioned some missionaries. What was it about those books that really set your heart ablaze?
It was the challenges they face and how through the Lord's help they overcame such great challenges. The miracles that, you know, through the world's eyes could just never have happened, you know. So just the excitement of serving God in difficult places and in challenging situations just really stirred things up within me.
So you had a heart to want to do something overseas, developed early on in your life. Is that right?
That's correct.
But what happened? Did you go? Did you go straight in? I mean, I'm thinking when I look at your background, you went into the reserves. You stayed stateside.
Well, I followed in my father's footsteps, and but through the reserves. My father was active duty. You know, back in the 80s, it was Top Gun. The slogan was, it's not just a job, it's an adventure. Mm-hmm. Well, I maximized the adventure part to my fullest extent. And a lot of my trips included overseas into some pretty distant places in Russia, China, Japan, and Thailand. And I used those trips for the Lord's purposes, not just, you know, I did my job, as that the Navy required of me. But I, you know, in my free time, I went out and did what he had planned for me to do.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, I could tell you many stories, Danny, mm-hmm. but I there was instances where I brought materials to Far East Russia, that places that, you know, had not had as much attention, like in, you know, Moscow after the fall of the Iron Curtain. Mm-hmm. So I took some materials out and on a ship with me, and you know, these were the Life of Christ books with the salvation message and what to do next. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I brought like maybe 250 of these beautiful color pamphlets along. And before we pulled into port, we always get a security briefing and a briefing from the executive mm-hmm. officer. He said, you know, for those of you who are of men of faith, just want to let you know that you're not allowed to share your faith as you go ashore. You're not allowed to bring any materials. Well, of course, I was really feeling terrible, and I wrestled with the Lord that night what I was to do. And I just felt the peace to say, bring it with you. Bring that big bag with you. Now, we have to travel around. We had to travel around in a group of four for our own safety, because it was kind of a rough and tumble town mm-hmm. with the, you know, the Cold War ending. So I brought that bag, and I had told these guys before the briefing that I was going to bring these materials and be doing something with them. And when they saw me with that big bag slung on my waist, they said, what are you doing? You're going to get us into trouble? I said, don't worry. God's got a plan. So as I went out, I carried those around, and I just waited on the Lord. I said, okay, Lord, I can't share these with the Russian people. What do I have to do? Just leave these somewhere? At the end of the day, two young men walked up to us, and they said, hi, guys, how's it going? And I said, wow, you're certainly not from this Russian city. Where are you from? And he said, I'm from Kansas. And I went, Kansas? What are you doing here? Well, I'm on a school exchange, and I wanted to let you guys know we're going to have a great time in the town square in another hour and a half. And the Holy Spirit just quickened within me that this was a ministry thing that was going to be going down. And so I said, by any chance, is this some kind of ministry or some kind of Christian event? And he goes, well, yes, it is. And I zipped open my bag, and I handed him one of these booklets, pamphlets, and I said, would it be this something that could help you? And he took a look at it, showed it. It was all in Russian Cyrillic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He gave it to his friend Oleg. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, their eyes got big. And I said, well, why don't you take these and use these for your ministry tonight? And I didn't break a rule. Mm-hmm. I gave all that ministry material to an American, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. not to a Russian. And all the three guys with me were floored, because they thought, he's going to carry these around and be able to do nothing with them. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. the Lord provided a young American teenage boy. Wow. And that young teenage boy was then able to go and pass out the materials.
Well, that's one example, like you said, one of many stories. But how your faith, you know, the analogy has often been used that faith is like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. It mm-hmm. grows. And early in your life, you were already doing that, you know, exercising your faith muscles. Well, in your dream, you know, the desire that you had, because you're traveling now, right?
Right.
To these different places, and you're helping people. But what was your initial dream? What were you, as you were reading those books, what would you hope to have done one day that God will allow you to do?
Oh, when I was, after reading those books, I was like, Lord, I want to do this for you. Hmm. I want to go. Let me know when I can go serve you abroad, wherever you may send me. I am passionately ready to go. And, you know, that I followed in, you know, my father's footsteps. But as I look back now, I can see that those 21 years was a time of preparation. You know, I worked with these guys in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, and that was my initial field. That's where the Lord wanted me to be.
How did you, what kind of work did you do? How did you serve them?
Okay, well, I worked swing shifts. I worked mid shifts. So I had and my job was kind of like a fireman. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a lot of time we were very busy, and then we had a lot of times we had downtime. So I use those downtimes as opportunities, you know, to train people in the job. But, you know, there'd be opportunities to get to know them, to build relationship. And then as they saw my life and the difference in me, I was able to then, you know, they began to open up the doors of their life.
Yeah.
And I was able to share with them. And, you know, many people came to the Lord and moved on. And what the exciting thing for me was, it's like because these military guys move in and out, you know, every 3 to 4 years, the Lord was sending me new people all the time. And that was what was so exciting. So as I look back now with all the travel I did, seeing the world, working with these people, these young men and women, these heroes of the armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back and I can see, wow, it was all preparation for what I'm doing now.
But so 21 years of preparation. Now you're also going to, you mentioned Thailand, you mentioned, you know, Japan. What were you doing? What would you do when you went to those places?
Well, we had friends who were serving in those countries. And I would make contact with them. Most of them were my friends who had actually I knew growing up.
Yeah.
And they went out and they were following their passions to serve the Lord abroad. And even though it wasn't yet my time, I used my passion to help them.
You know, you, I like that you, when you say your time, you know, we often hear the phrase, well, his time has come or her time has finally come. And it, boy, that really is a sweet season. And yet between now and then, or between the time of that sweet season, when it finally happens, there can be a lot of distress or duress of different forms. Sometimes disappointment because we think, they're actually, because in your case, they were actually living your dream.
Right.
They were doing what you wanted to do. There they are. They get to serve the Lord in those countries. And you're, you get to visit them, you know, but they're doing what you want. And you decided over the course of 20 years, whenever you would go, you would serve them.
That's right.
Where does that come from?
You know, I had accepted that this was what the Lord's timing was for me. It was a season. I knew eventually the Lord would send me. I didn't know if I was going to be 55 years old, if I was going to retire completely, you know, or, but I always held on to it. And I knew that at a moment's notice, he could say go. And I was ready to, you know, get out of the Navy without retiring, you know, resign my job, civil service job before I was even vested for retirement. Cause I knew that it didn't matter. All those things were, didn't matter. What mattered was that what God put in, put inside of me. And then when he said go, you know, as a good, like a good military man, I was going to follow orders and go. And my family was on board with this as well. My wife, she had done some work with Youth with a Mission while in college. So we were both on board and ready to go.
So I love that. You know, you're serving those that are living your dream as best you can. No holds barred, just doing all you can for them. Well, if the world would be a much better place, Vince, if people had that kind of attitude. I think people in the church would have, the body of Christ at large would be a much different place if people who were able to express themselves like the way you have. Someone else living the dream that you have, but you serve them with all your heart. Well, and never really knowing. You can hope that maybe God one day will release you, but you know, there's no guarantee. And yet, I see a freedom within you to say, hey, I'm just going to, because you're doing it for the Lord anyway. Well, we've got a very special man in studio with us today. His name is Vince Roberts, and his attitude is stellar. I would just call it pristine. It's certainly an example to me of service to others who may be advancing where I would want to be advanced, or perhaps you would want to be advanced. We all go through that at times in life, and sometimes it's these basic lessons. Someone else gets a promotion. Someone else gets recognition. And we think, it should have been us, or maybe we want it to be us. But the Lord puts on our heart, serve that one. Go all out. Serve that one. And it just realigns our clarity that we're serving him. When we come back from our break, we're learning from the example of Vince Roberts, he and his dear wife Trina, and their five children are living in a distant land. And yet they're there and they feel that they are where they belong. They are at home. How in the world does that take place? Well, it's because of a freedom that comes from the Lord Jesus himself. It's a freedom that you can experience in your life too, in spite of a situation that you might find yourself in today. And that's why God has us here for you. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Vince about what's his family doing now. What's he doing now? And what does he look forward to do in the days to come? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When your moment arrives, will you be ready? When they say, this is your time, are you ready for that time? Have you gone through the process of preparation and building up? Or is it all built on a house of the proverbial house of cards that with just a slight blow of wind, everything comes crumbling down? Well, you know, when you do things the Lord's way, he doesn't build a house of cards. Sometimes it takes much longer than we would have wanted and hoped, but he builds infrastructure that is sound, solid, with integrity that you can rely on. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm with Vince Roberts. He's our featured guest today. He is now living in, well, living his dream. Vince, just take us straight there. Where are you now and what are you doing?
Now I've been in Vietnam for about almost 2 years. And what I'm doing now is I'm working with young adults. I'm working with university students, young professionals. I'm also teaching executives. I'm working in businesses, teaching English to software engineers, with HR executives of supermarket chains. So in Vietnam, there's a great need for teaching English. And the Lord has put me that in, right in front of me as I've been there. And it's been a real blessing. My last year in the Navy was as a training officer, and I did a lot of teaching and training of young men and women in the armed forces, and that just transferred right over into teaching these young adults in Vietnam.
Okay, you mentioned Vietnam. What's your favorite Vietnamese food?
Oh, it'd have to be bún cha.
What is bún cha?
Bún cha is a nice white noodle, like almost somen salad kind of noodle dish, and you have a small bowl of soup with some pork and pork patty and grilled pork, and you get lots of vegetables, and you grab those noodles and some of that meat, and you dip it inside the sauce. It's very, very good.
Well, I see your eyes rolling in ecstasy just thinking about it. What's the most famous Vietnamese noodle soup that exists?
Oh, it's everybody here in Hawaii pretty much knows it. It's pho. And it's that ubiquitous soup you can get in the north of Vietnam or the south of Vietnam and central Vietnam. And they all have their own unique characteristics.
Really?
In the north, you don't get a big plate of herbs and vegetables. You just get served your bowl.
Okay.
And you take what you get. In the south, you got all these fresh herbs and bean sprouts like you do here in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's different there. But it's really, is it as tasty as it is there, as it is here, or more, or better?
You know, it's the same, because the people who are serving it up here came from Vietnam.
Right,
so,
right.
So in the north, it's, you know, they use a lot of MSG.
In the north?
Yeah.
That magical seasoning?
They call it, exactly, that's what they call it. They call it seasoning, like salt and pepper. And, and I've learned to say in Vietnamese, no MSG.
But in the south, they make it without?
Oh, they may as well in the south, but I'm not too, you know. It's good stuff all around, but I just avoid that stuff. It makes my tongue swell up, and I can't quench my thirst.
Yeah, exactly. You've got not only does your tongue swell up, for some people, their eyes swell up, their face swells up. You know, different kinds of. But gosh, the tastiness of it, just the Vietnamese food in general. But why Vietnam? Why of all the places in the world that you could have gone and taken your family, why there?
Well, you know, it wasn't on my top three. You know, I had places I thought, okay, maybe this will be the place. Oh, maybe this will be the place. I've been here so many times. It's got to be this place. Well, my wife is of Chinese ancestry. I'll be going to China. You know, but what I did was I got the family together and I said, you know what? We need to seek God, because we want to be in his perfect will. And wherever he calls us to be, that's where we need to be. Mm-hmm. So we began to pray. And through prayer, we had some pretty amazing confirmations that this where we were to go was to be Vietnam.
And you went with obedience. You took your family. I mean, it's not, you know, some people, they say, I'm going to wait till my kids grow up. They all, when they go to college or when they graduate college, and I'm free to do. I mean, you're 16, 14, 11, 9, and 5, your kids. Young family, I mean, the teenagers are going to have to be educated in a foreign land. How have you seen the Lord guide and provide in those ways?
You know, when you're obedient and you go and do those difficult things, God's there to provide. Our first year, we my two older boys are part of a homeschool co-op mm-hmm. with other American kids. They had kids from New Zealand, Vietnamese American kids, and my older boys loved it. My older boys loved it. My wife homeschooled the other three the first year, but the second year, the Lord provided some international scholarships just through a miraculous provision. My daughter asked my wife a question, said, "Mom, if you could wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for?" And she goes, "Well, I wish I'd have, you know, the resources of money, the finances to send you guys to one of the, you know, international schools."
And this is where the diplomats send their kids, right?
The diplomats, the powerful businessmen mm-hmm. with the, you know,
and wealthy people.
Very wealthy. The price for these schools is similar to Iolani, Punahou, some of the best private schools in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So my daughter had asked my wife, "Mom, what would you wish for?" And my wife had responded, "You know, to send you, be able to send a couple of you to school." Mm-hmm. And my daughter responded, I would wish for 100 wishes so I could take care of everything." Uh-huh. So my wife relayed that story on to a friend, and that friend called another friend. And that friend then called my wife and said, "You know, there's a new international school opening up. And we're looking for some families that couldn't otherwise afford the high tuition. And we would love for, you know, Miles and Daisy to be able to come."
Your older kids, your two older ones, right?
No, the 9 and 11-year-old.
Okay.
And the older ones, they love their co-op, their homeschool co-op. Okay. They're thriving in that. My wife and I were just blown away because this is just something that, you know, the Lord provided something we weren't even, you know, praying for, seeking after. We said, "Okay, well, this is what we have to do." Mm-hmm. But the Lord has so much better things in store for you when you step out in obedience. And now my children are in this international school, and they're being a blessing there with these students, you know, who are from Japan, who are from Korea, from the Philippines. Yeah. You know, the son's teacher calls and says, "Mr. Roberts, your son's a Bible encyclopedia." Whenever I bring up a story or we're discussing something, he always has a Bible verse or a Bible story to complement what I'm talking about. So they're being ministers in their own right in this private school.
Well, and to see the way that the Lord has provided because of your obedience. There you go. You take your family and the Lord... I mean, to me, it's like the Lord saying, "Hey, Vince, Trina, I got you covered. I got you covered. You are in the very center of my will and in the very palm of my hand." When we come back from our break, we're going to talk more with Vince about some of the things that he's doing there strategically to be a blessing, to enrich others, to increase the quality of other people's lives. And we'll even tap into something relating to a passion of his. You might be able to smell it. You might even be able to taste it as we talk about it. And when I talk about his passion, his eyes are lighting up. There's a crinkle in his eyes because of that joy that comes. You know, sometimes God gives you things that you might think, this is just a hobby. It's a passion. It's a hobby. But what would happen if God would take that and make it more than a hobby, more than a passion? Wouldn't that be something? But here's more. What if all of that would come to bear in a place where at the beginning, at least, it was very uncomfortable, like being mosquito infested and scratching and itching. But to come through that, you live the dream. You live your passion. Life is good. Stay with us. We'll be back with Vince Roberts.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Catch this. You're led by God, so you take your kids and your wife and you fly to live in Vietnam, to live there. And of course, the kids aren't, they aren't college graduates. They're, you know, I mean, they're young kids. And of course, you want to educate them. You want to give them the best, you know, but you're there. You're away from home and, you know, resources are rather lean. And then because of your obedience to God, because you don't even know, you don't even feel like you can't earn it, but the Lord gives you a $40,000 scholarship for a couple of your kids to go to an elite private school where the diplomats send their kids and the top level business leaders, some of the wealthy people send their children there. And God marvelously provides. Well, these are stories that are told by our guest today, Vince Roberts. These are not old stories. These are fresh stories that are coming, bubbling out from the source of his soul out of gratefulness to God. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Vince Roberts is my guest today. And if you're tuning in right now and you're thinking, wow, that happened? What was the rest? You can get the whole thing at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Our shows are all downloadable, so you can actually send them as a link to a friend or family member. You can keep it for yourself, listen to it at another time. So much more accessible for you. We've got other resources at the Good Life Hawaii website as well. Now, as you listen to Vince and you hear his journey, you think, wow, what an amazing thing to have a relationship with the Lord. And you think, how could I do that? Is that possible for me? Yes, it is. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and we give you some information there, some specific information. And to find out more about our partner churches and our partner businesses, you can also check it out at thegoodlifehawaii.org website. Well, a passion becomes a hobby, or maybe a hobby becomes a passion, or both at the same time. And then it grows. But who would ever think that it will grow to what yours is now? Talk to us about that.
In 1995, my first son was born, and that is when I was introduced to one of my loves, and that was coffee. I started drinking coffee because kids would wake up in the middle of the night, so those days at work could be tough, just like everyone in the world can attest to. But, you know, when it comes to coffee, I thought, you know, this stuff doesn't cost so much, so I'm going to go for the best. And I tried all these different coffees, even tried that coffee that comes from an animal that costs $300 a pound,
wow.
Kopi Luwak.
Wow.
But that wasn't very good. But, you know, I tasted a cup of coffee from this one gentleman, and it was so amazing. I went, where did you get this? I have to buy it. And he goes, I did it myself. I did it at home. And that took me on the next step of my journey in coffee, was to begin roasting my own coffee. And that became a passionate hobby. And I've been doing that the past 16 years. And I've done some on much larger roasters as well.
You know, you don't fool around. I mean, you take something and you talk about 16 years and it's growing now. I mean, growing in that you keep at it. You know, you're tenacious. You have a tenacious way about you. No wonder the Lord can trust you with these tasks and these opportunities. So what's more with coffee? Does it become more than a hobby, more than a passion?
Well, right now I'm working on acquiring some equipment, roasting equipment, bagging equipment, and an industrial grinder that I can ship to Vietnam. I've got other things lined up, such as the business license with my Vietnamese partner. We've got a location to do the roasting and the bagging and whatnot. So we're moving ahead, but now I'm just working the different angles at how I can acquire this machinery and equipment. And but I trust God. I'm looking forward to see how God works this out.
You know, I just, when I'm with a guy like you, you know, the Lord moves in ways that are like outside the box, outside that box, and then outside that box. Whatever box, you know, someone tries to put. You know, kind of like how he provides and the way that he leads you. And I mean, it's a privilege really to be, and really for us, for me and our dear listeners to be able to be with you, Vince. But let's just say somebody listens and who knows what God can do. What if they want to get in touch with Vince Roberts and say, hey, oh, yeah, I got a contact here, or I know somebody. How would they do that?
Well, I don't know if I'm to give my email address over the radio show,
well,
but
they
can contact you.
Yeah,
contact Danny.
They can contact me. If you hear this and you're thinking, you know, I don't know why, but the Lord has put something on me. I don't even know where it's going to lead, but I need to contact. There's something about what this guy is saying, you know, with coffee or what, you know, I can't even describe all of it. I don't know how to frame it all. But you just need to get in touch with me because you want to get in touch with Vince. Contact me, Danny, at thegoodlifehawaii.org, and I'll get you in touch with him, okay? Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.org, and you can get in touch with me for Vince Roberts because he's doing some amazing things there. The Lord has given him opportunities to really build some meaningful relationships with some very key people, and there's a redemptive quality in all of it, and sometimes we look for ways to make an impact, and we want to do it in a way that's more than just temporary. We want to do it in a way that will last, and really, in a way that will last for eternity. A parting shot, Vince, for somebody right now who's facing a time where their faith is being tested. What would you say to encourage them?
I would say, hang on. Don't worry. The Lord is going to pull you through. You know, there were times I wondered if I would ever be able to go. And I said, well, I'm having these children. Will the Lord ever be able to use me? You know, but, you know, just hang on to that and keep moving forward in that. Keep moving forward. Don't just put it on a shelf. See what you can do. Like I used to support guys that were going abroad. I used to send letters of encouragement to guys who were serving abroad. Mm. I did whatever I could to be a blessing and to learn more about what could lie ahead for me. And when the Lord's timing was right, it happened, and it can happen for you too. Just keep after that. Don't give up the dream. Follow that passion.
Mm. Vince, you have a very special heart and special attitude in that you, in that tenacity, you look for ways to bless others. And now you're going to be receiving those letters from someone else. And maybe you're living the dream of someone else, and your encouragement for them today, just to remember to hang on, because you've done it yourself. You know, I think about you and Trina, and I just want to say, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you and guide you and speak to you and your family. With children, what has the Lord, just a quick word that the Lord has given you for your children in this season in your life?
The Lord is using my children mightily over there, not just at the school, but on the children on our street. They're using them, you know, my son's guitar skills are being utilized at an international fellowship. Your children will have such, the Lord uses them too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them hold you back, because the Lord can use them in mighty ways. Wow. Ways that as a man, I can't affect, but my children can. So they are servants of the Lord as well.
Because of your faith, you build our faith. Thank you for letting God use you, Vince, and coming to share out of your life the way that God has been working. Because now he's working in our lives in deeper ways. So a big mahalo to you. In the next few days, you're going to hear other stories from people. People like Vince, who have walked incredible journeys and are doing that even right now, and they're bearing witness of the marvelous things that they have seen God do in their lives. I want you to make the most of the opportunities that God is giving to you to share Christ's love. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share that love with somebody near you. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't fret about what you missed yesterday. And don't dread or stress over what hasn't not even happened yet. Tomorrow, today, this moment, as Vince will surely attest, is the gift that God has given to you to live. Make the most of it. This program has been made possible through our financial supporters. And if you would like to be a part of helping reach someone in need of God's love and hope through the Good Life Hawaii radio show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for information on how to do that. Click the Partners tab. Here's a scripture for today. Psalm 70 verse 16 says, "I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone." Well, Vince Roberts has certainly done that today. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Vince Roberts. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.